What's up, listeners? This is Jay Cooley with Rethink Tech. In today's top stories, Amazon's new products show it always wants Alexa to be with you. Disinformation is a growing global problem, and why Google contractors' efforts to unionize may be doomed. Get your friends to join in on the fun. Sign up and listen to Jay Cooley with Rethink Tech. Get your download of newest information on new perspectives and latest emerging technologies today. Amazon wants you to be surrounded with Alexa wherever you are. Amazon unveiled a dizzying number of new gadgets yesterday, including wireless earphones, Echo Buds, a smart ring, Echo Loop, and smart glasses, Echo Frames. They all provided hands-free access so you can ask Alexa to play a song, give you directions, or whatever else you may need on the go. So what's behind all this? Taking these three products together, there's a clear push to move Alexa beyond the homes and onto your body. While Google Assistant is embedded into Android smartphones, people currently only use Alexa at home, and there is no Amazon smartphone. There's a limitation Amazon wants to overcome, and that's the limitation, pushing deeper into people's lives. As the first to launch a home voice assistant, Amazon has a huge advantage over its competitors. More than 100 million Echo devices have been sold, and they are the default product many people think of when discussing smart speakers. Along with the products sold, they have a very strong development community base. There are a lot of apps, a lot of entertainment apps, a lot of production apps, productivity. There's many different things on the Alexa system that have a developer platform to be utilized with. So they have a good advantage over their competition and can make a really different change if they overcome this by becoming the main source of voice assistant everywhere they go. We'll see what Alexa's up to soon. 70 countries around the world now run an organized of disinformation campaigns. An increasing number of countries are running coordinated social media manipulation campaign. It's now 70 in total, up from the 48 in 2018 and 28 that were ran in 2017. This was according to a report by researchers at Oxford University. So what does this all mean? There's a broad definition at work here. The study includes political parties or government agencies using social media to shape public attitudes, but it also includes authoritarians, regimes, and suppressing human rights or drowning out dissenting opinions. So how does Facebook come on top of this, of course? It's a platform of choice for these campaigns. Why is that always on the news? However, that may be a much of a reflection of his status as social media platform of choice for 2 billion people as a comment on its moderation efforts, which are coming under increasing scrutiny. And where does China fall on all this? Because they have a rise. China is notably as an increasingly major player in the global disinformation order. As researchers put us, until the 2019 Hong Kong protests, Chinese propaganda was mostly confined to domestic platforms like Weibo and WeChat. It's now started aggressively using Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, which should worry democracies, the researchers have said. You can read a full report in our link in description below. On to the next news, Google contract workers voted to unionize. However, the law isn't on their side. A risky strategy entails Google contract workers in Pittsburgh voted to unionize with the United Steelworkers this week. And they said that they get fewer benefits than full employees despite working alongside them. So now this is a potential game changer because given all the tech giants rely on shadow forces of temporarily employees who can even outnumber full employees. So 1099 contract, that's really what they run off of. And the outcome of this battle will be significant for the entire industry. So the snag of this is while companies can legally fire employees for unionizing, it is firing its contractors because the contract workers have unionized. It's a scot-free. It's kind of off scot-free, so I don't really need anything. And today's top 10 must reads if you get a chance. Number one, buying birth control online is a peek into a future medicine. A small study shows found subscription pills that could be safer and much more efficient than we thought. And at number two, if you're a politician, you can post whatever you want on YouTube. Content rules are just for plebs, apparently. Facebook announced the same policy this week. So look into that. The Verge and Politico is your resources. Number three, what is quantum internet? Meet the physicist who is planning the future of how we connect. And at number four, TikTok provides a window into China's police state. It offers fluffy, silly videos to people outside the country. But within China, dissenting messages are deleted. How TikTok censors videos that Beijing dislikes, and how the biggest iPhone exploits ever was used to target Tibbetts. Five plastic tea bags should shed billions of microparticles in every cup. This is the last thing the UK needs to hear right now. Number six, artificial intelligence could widen healthcare inequality. AI programs could save lives, but could also divert resources away from poorer people. Number seven, the smartphone apps designed to make you feel less anxious. The app draws on clinically approved guidelines, but can they work? Now, we should also worry about politicians playing web designers. Ugh, that's kind of creepy. Number eight, a Tesla police car nearly ran out of power during a chase in California. Wow. The department is still committed to testing the electric cars for a potential future rollout. So they have to have better, resources around this, because if you think about it, runs out of power and chase. Number nine, teenage girls are leading the climate movement and online trolls hate it. Activists are being hacked, harassed, and doxxed for speaking up about climate change. I wonder what this propaganda is. Number 10, meet the doctor who live streams human autopsies on Facebook. It's something, but most viewers out there are scientifically curious, so they want to know what it is. I would be too. But anyways, the quote of the day to end the episode off today is, your mattress will monitor your nightmares. Your fridge will beep for more cheese. Your front door will sweep wide the moment you approach, like some silent butler. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson went full Terminator at the UN this week, and this was his quote. So thank you so much, guys, for joining in to Rethink Tech, where we give you the latest news and stories for new emerging technologies to have a different perspective. This is Jake Hooley signing off. Peace.